with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and very pleased now to be joined with the St. John's Prep hockey coach, Christian Hansen. And, Coach, after a little weather this week, I don't want to call it an easy win, but a big win for you guys today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the final result, I believe, was 9-2, so anybody seeing that score would think easy win. The game really turned in the first period. We had a 1-0 lead, and we ended up scoring two shorthanded goals on the same shift. Actually, it was 1-1 when they went on the power play, and we built a 3-1 lead in on that one shift. And one of those goals was on a 5-on-3 disadvantage. So,
wow.
Both goals by Jimmy Ayers. Just a great athlete and leader for us.
Coach, tell me about a shorthanded goal, please, will you? Because I know, you know, I'm an old guy. I remember Derek Sanderson scoring two shorthanded goals on one power play. What is that? I mean, that's a very unusual to score a shorthanded goal anyway.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's our first two of the year, and we got them probably 40 seconds apart.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're rare. St. John Shrewsbury had some very good forwards. So, your first objective on the PK is to prevent them from scoring. We just were fortunate to get a break. We got a 2-on-1, a real nice pass across to Jimmy, who buried it. And then shortly after that, there was kind of a loose puck at center ice, and Jimmy competed against two of their defenders. He broke through both and went in and scored. So that was kind of the turning point in the game late in the first period.
I want you to talk about the competition, if you would, please, Coach, because I don't think people quite understand how competitive the conference is. And although the score looks heavily in your favor and you guys outplayed them, it still means a lot that you guys play so well against this kind of competition.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we played Shrewsbury and Marlboro a couple weeks back, and it was 2-1 after the first and 3-2 after the second. We blew it open in the third. So, we know every time we come into a conference game, it's going to be a challenge, and these points are, at a premium, and you really can't afford to lose any if you want to win the conference.
Yeah.
Catholic Memorial is so good this year. They have one loss in the conference, so you just can't afford to lose. Every point matters.
We had Jake Vanna on Monday night, a junior who's been on four state championship teams in 3 years. And both Tim and I were so impressed with the young man's maturity in talking with us. And it's funny, he said he was nervous. Man, I was more nervous talking to him than he was with me. But he pointed out some of the things that you were mentioning, Coach, about working against complacency. And as a junior and a longtime member of the team, he was speaking so highly of everybody who contributes, including that fourth line.
Yeah, that's Jake, honestly. Here's a kid who has won two lacrosse state championships and been a huge piece for that team. He won the soccer state title in the fall, and he won the hockey state championship last winter. And he's only a junior, and he's committed to Princeton, right? So if he could talk about himself plenty if he wanted to, but he never does that. He's a very humble kid, great team leader for us. He just goes out and competes hard every game, and big reason why we're successful with kids like that.
Well, the other thing he did, Coach, was credit not only you and the other players on the team and the assistant. He credited everybody. And what I loved is he talked about his family who took him to all these practices and got all the equipment and year-round having to do this. But you have a lot of athletes like that, and it also shows what you do to teach about life at the prep. So it was really cool.
I mean, a lot of our success the past couple of years has really started off the ice with leadership and commitment and dedication and just a group of kids that really puts the team first, yet find a way to be recognized as really good individuals, commitments to great schools like Princeton. So I couldn't be more impressed with this group, and you hope for them that they continue to be successful.
Well, humility and ego go hand in hand at the level you guys are playing. A couple of more quick questions, Coach.
Yeah, sure.
You mentioned before we started that you're checking out the freshmen. How often do you watch your sub-varsity guys play?
Yeah, we watch them quite a bit. This is the future of our program, so we're here in the freshman game right now, currently as I speak to you. And these are the guys that next year we'll be looking at to fill varsity spots. So it's really important to develop the young guys, and that way they're ready when the time comes.
Okay, before we talk about MC coming up, tell me about CM, because you guys were primed for that. What does that do when you have to postpone and just get back into your other schedule, knowing that now you got to play CM later on?
Yeah, we were disappointed that game got canceled. I'm sure they were too. You know, it was primed to be 1-2 on a Wednesday night. With a lot of eyes on the game, but didn't work out, so we're going to make it up on February 13th at 3:30.
All right, that's a ways down the road. Now, the next game, February 1, right?
Yes, we go to Malden Catholic on Wednesday.
Okay.
For the conference game, so that's going to be a tough building to play in, and, you know, we'll be ready to go.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you again. Enjoy the evening.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick. Have a good night.
Thank you, Christian. You too.
All right.
That is Christian Hansen, who is St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.